Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 437. Prove yourself every day. How are you folks doing? Hey, I appreciate those of you who have used the Spotify comments to reach out. I appreciate the conversation. Just so everybody understands, it's whatever you have a question about. That's what it's there for. Yeah, technically you're supposed to ask questions about from that particular podcast, but there's only one person moderating that whole thing and checking out. That's me. I don't really care what the question, where it comes from. So feel free to ask any way you want. The reason why I like it and I promote it is the fact that when you do leave a comment or a question, I instantly get a notification so I can go and instantly answer it. Because sometimes those questions are time sensitive, and that's just a really great way of doing it. Had a couple folks ask, because I've been talking about my experience in Yellowstone, where is the Moose Shooting Report from Yellowstone? Apologies, I'm a little bit behind in some things. You will probably see that tomorrow, Tuesday, up on the website and on YouTube. So that will be the Yellowstone Winter Moose Shooting Report. So I appreciate you thinking of it, wondering about it. I will get it up and post it for you. Still using the Adobe Beta podcast with the AI voice at 50. And you can you can hear the podcast, all your favorite spots, Spotify, or at the blog post for it on the website, which will have a photograph that relates to the podcast there. Now, the transcript, just to understand, that transcript ain't perfect. It will never be perfect. It's AI generated as a thing that makes six fingers for people. So if there are typos, what have you, my apologies, but I don't do any of those transcripts. They are created by Castro, which is what you see on Spotify and other places. And the one that's posted on the blog post, that's the one that's created by the Adobe Podcast Beta. So if there are, I don't go back, I don't spell check or reread what I write for a blog post, let alone a transcript. So you're just going to have to bear with the fact that that's one of the limitations. I regret only so many hours in a day, and I apologize, but correcting a transcript, yeah, that's especially when it comes to me as a PDF, it's just not something I'm going to be able to do for you. One thing, my good friend at Bedford's Camera, bedfords.com, besides having a massive sale on their used gear, which I do like to take advantage of, you have the ability of taking advantage of that lower price, that used gear, and it's like the one I talked about, the Coolpix, the last thing I got used, came in brand new in the box, as far as I was concerned with the case. I couldn't tell it was ever been used. Well, besides that huge inventory and really great people, just love those folks, to help you, right now they've got this deal going on with 0% interest, 24-month financing. So between the 24 months with no interest and the already really low used price, there are some really great deals there you can seriously take advantage of. So Bedford's, they've got everything else. They've got all the new gear. They got the, you can pre-order the new Nikon PZ28-135. What does PZ, Papa Zulu, stand for? Power Zoom. It's basically a lens for videography. I don't expect to buy one. I look forward to trying it, cause it's enticing, but, it's just a very cool lens and knowing the company, I'm sure that's not the first one of these they'll be coming out with. But Bedford's, those folks, hey, they got the stuff. They get it for you. They are my main line of not only information, but product with a great price. And when you check out, you say the old Moosaroo name. Yeah, don't say Moosaroo. Just say Moose. You can say Moosaroo and you'll make them laugh, but say Moose. You'll see that 5% back after you check out. So that is Bedford's Camera, bedfords.com. Thanks, guys, for supporting and sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Didn't see the blog post. I guess it was on Friday. The old website, and I say old, it's been there, I can't believe this, since 95, not in the current form. And it's a little bit better because I did have those hackers 10 days ago attack the site. Thank you so much for showing that I am somebody that's worth hacking. But FeedSpot put out their annual top 100 blog posts, photography blog posts and websites. And good old moosepeterson.com got number 19. And I'm very grateful. And I thank you all because it's you folks that make that popular, that make it something that I keep wanting to update and keep fresh. And yeah, I just keep having up with trivia that comes in every day when I'm out shooting or reading or talking with you good folks. And I post my 2 cents worth there. And I'm grateful that FeedSpot recognize it. So thank you so much. I do appreciate the feedback you guys have been giving on the book recommendations I have been putting out there. You might not thank me so much with this week's recommendation, but if you ever see a Zoom, you'll probably see it standing behind me because I think it's such an important, great book. It's The Handbook of Bird Biology, and this is the third edition. It's put out by Wilson. It's edited by two folks. It's based on Cornell's massive library and decades of working with birds. And it is a serious, literally, college textbook. It is not a, I'm going to read it and finish it in a what week kind of book. I have read each edition. There are changes as things are learned. Now, as I've mentioned in the past, I don't think you need to have a PhD in biology to be a really good sound photographer. But as I keep reminding folks, that very important lesson we first got when we're out there writing, that if we want to write about a subject, we have to know about the subject. That same thing happens with bird and wildlife photography. And this is one of the best resources you're going to find to kind of help you understand what you're seeing and then translate that to where you need to be physically to get the shot you want to tell the story. So that's The Handbook of Bird Biology, third edition, published by Wilson. Great book. I was listening to an interview, and the person being interviewed has decades as being a journalist. And kind of like the journalist, so I listened to the interview, and it once he got past all the blah, blah, blah that interviewers seem to think they do, they actually started getting into a little bit more of the heart of the and soul of the whole thing. And one of the first things this journalist said is they feel every day they have to prove themselves. Every day. Prove themselves. And this is a person who has interviewed presidents, kings, and generals, been to some of the most dire places on this planet, and there are some very dire places. They've been to some of the most enlightened, amazing locations on this planet, and I enjoy their reporting. They don't give their opinion. They just tell the facts. And more as they went into the interview, they kept saying, yeah, and I still to this day, every day I feel like I have to prove myself. And I was like, wow, this person who's got all these accolades, you know, Emmys and Peabody's and all that stuff, all these outside affirmations that they're doing things are right, they kept saying over and over again during the interview, every day they feel like they prove themselves. And I started thinking about it. And I started thinking about it before I saw the interview, heard the interview, but it really kind of cemented some things. You know, I am simply just a wildlife photographer. I'm a simple mountain boy, and I just love watching critters. They fascinate me to no end. What they do, how they can do it. This past week, you know, these negative double digits, how they go about their life, and then how I feebly try with my resources to bring that story to you. And I think to myself, yeah, every day since I decided to put out my shingle, got to prove myself. It is a driving force. Talked about the wolf experience we had in Yellowstone a couple of weeks ago. A couple of people reached out and go, what about the coyotes? Well, the coyotes really what really got me thinking about this whole topic. There was one coyote, and I said out loud, what a ballsy coyote. But you've got 24, not one to two, but 24, the Wapiti Lake wolf pack. And this one coyote, as far as I was concerned, was an easy reach of a running wolf or two. And they kill coyotes without much hesitation. This one really ballsy coyote, we actually watched do a complete 360 around the kill site. And it was following the tracks the wolves had made. I mean, there was no question. Its nose is in the tracks. It was sniffing. There was a single black wolf, probably one of the cubs, God, Bruce, one of the pups that was watching it, walked over the edge and watched it. And this coyote had to prove itself to itself, I guess. There was a number of coyotes in the area, but this one, it did a complete 360. And along the way, I'm sure its nose taught it a lot about what's going on, who was there. But it found little scraps here and there, probably more of a morsel, definitely more calories than if it was out mousing in a meadow. But I thought to myself, wow, this coyote's actually, it's proven itself. It's out there, it's risking it, it's all, just to learn and to take advantage of whatever might appear, even though there is a literal threat on the horizon. Not much different than a lot of us as we go out and do our wildlife photography. Now, in that interview, in that coyote, when you say prove yourself every day, prove to yourself every day, who are you proving yourself to? And that came up in the interview. And I thought, okay, now we're going to get really, you know, it's this editor, it's this colleague, it's this mentor, it's, you know, this old college prof. And no, that journalist had to prove themselves to themselves every day. And I'm like, wow, I always thought I was kind of different because I always felt and still feel that I have to prove to myself every day that I'm worthy to have this expensive gear that I've purchased and go out and shoot with it. I guess you could say that. Prove to myself every day that the tidbits I put up and post on the website is actual information that's going to help someone else with their photographic journey. Prove to yourself every day that photograph that I have taken, that I send to that editor, is worthy not only of their time, but not only their money, to be kind of crass, but to actually have it printed on their page. So that's kind of simply it. prove yourself every day to yourself, because you are, in all honesty, the most important judge of everything you do, be it your ethics in the field, to the gear that you spent money on, to the time you put out in the field with your craft, and of course with those photographs. All that is part of this whole deal. And it could be, sometimes you might say, brutal. It could be at times very depressing. And then the next day it could be completely opposite, and you could be as high as you can be on a kite. I did a presentation for this really delightful group. What would it have been, a week ago? Yeah, I guess a week ago. And they sent me this very simple thank you. And thank yous, boy, I mean, it means a lot. And basically, when this person wrote and said that the full hour and a half you shared, filled with your profound knowledge, photographic prowess, and sage advice, was nothing short of extraordinary. And that kind of, you know, simple words, and that's a huge payment to me. That's the biggest payday I've had all year. That really kind of, you know, cauterizes that whole prove yourself every day, when you feel like, yeah, I have accomplished today what I feel I need to, just to be a little bit better for tomorrow. So keep that in mind when you're out there and you're not getting the likes you want, or you are not getting the response you feel you deserve or have earned. Remember, it doesn't always work that way, and that you'll find the greatest amount of satisfaction when you prove yourself every day. You folks have a marvelous week. Get out there and shoot. Enjoy winter. We supposedly have 4 weeks left, according to the groundhog, which of course I put a lot of stock in. And then it's going to be spring. Yeah, baby. It's going to be a great one. You guys take care. Remember to make every click your story.